episode 536, The Perfect Diet Plan.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, sweet ladies. How are you feeling today, my women of impact? I pray that you're having a glorious day. I hope your heart is full of joy. And I'm glad you are smiling so brightly and big, because you know what? You're just adorable when you do smile. And I'm sending you much love and hugs from across the airways. Today is the perfect diet plan. You want to hear it, don't you? Oh, I know. I cannot wait to tell you. But first off, of course, we have to give a huge shout out and an extended hug and love to all of our brand new family members. Welcome to Create Your Now. We're thrilled that you're here. If you haven't had the opportunity already, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more. Sign up for great information. Come on into the resource library. There's good stuff there. Lots of good meat to chew on, so to speak. So welcome to the family. Guess what? The perfect diet plan. I know you cannot wait. Neither can I. Oh my goodness. I have been so excited about this to share. We've been working on, this is what, Power Pack Wednesday. We've been working on nutrition and fitness. So I got to ask you, how's the HIIT going? Have you had the opportunity to try out the high intensity interval training? I've been hearing from lots of you, and you guys are liking this stuff, so guess what? We're going to begin to add some of that in. Now, you know what? As a recovering perfectionist, I'm always trying to make things quote-unquote perfect, but I know that's so wrong. So I'm going to start just putting stuff out there for you. If you don't think it's finished or polished enough, guess what? Well, bear with me. Eventually, we'll get it really polished, but I don't want to hold things back just because I don't think they're perfect. Because my thing of what I think is perfect, maybe not be, you know, it's not the same definition of what you see as perfect. What I am here to do for you is to serve. This is what the podcast is all about. Each episode is to serve you. And so that's what we're going to start doing. So we're going to add some more HIIT training in there. Also in our Women of Impact Facebook group, come on over, facebook.com/groups/the Women of Impact. We want you to join. It's awesome there. We've got some great ladies in there. Great conversations happening. We want you there. So come on in. Okay. So we've got the HIIT training going. How's your fundamental basics going? The fun in them, yes. Or maybe you forgot about that, going, oh gosh, Christiane, refresh me. Oh yeah, refresh you. Remember, we're starting to look at the labels, comparing the serving size versus the carbs. What sugar's in there? And looking at the total carbs, not trying to, you know, say, oh, but that's fiber in there. I should be okay with that. We're looking at total carbs. And how's that hydration going? Are you getting in your H2O? Are you doubling up on that water? You need water. I cannot stress that enough to you. And what about those real foods? Less processed, more real. Yes, it takes more preparation time, but you can do it because you matter. You're worth it. Every single bit of effort, you're worth it. When you go grocery shopping, when you come home, prep some veggies right then and there after you obviously put away the stuff that may melt, et cetera, et cetera. Then get back out your veggies and go ahead and cut them up. Stick them in a container that's going to be good. Like, for example, celery and carrot sticks, you can actually wrap them in just slightly damped paper towel. Some of you may have what they call green containers. That helps with the gas that's emitted by fruits and vegetables. It helps to keep them longer if you have those green containers. Cut them up and put them in those green containers then. Remove them out of the plastic that they're in there, because it's just containing all that gas stuff that's wrong, which what causes it to ripen faster, which means what? It's going to rot faster. Faster ripening, faster rottening. Say that fast three times. All right, here we go. The perfect diet plan. You probably pushed play hoping you would be given the perfect diet plan. And guess what? You're going to hear lots of them. The perfect diet plan is what works for you. It allows your mind, body, and spirit to work synergistically together as a whole. This is a lifestyle, not a quick fix. And this is where I believe I'm really different than a lot of coaches and trainers out there. because you're dealing with a woman here who sees your life, who sees her own life as the holistic person. You just can't take my mind out and leave my body behind, because my mind's not going to, I mean, my body won't work without my mind. And since I'm a Christian, I believe I have a spirit. I have my soul. And so you can't just leave that. I mean, you don't separate them. So everything has to work synergistically. It's got to work together. It's a lifestyle. Now, yes, you may have sometimes, maybe a couple weeks or a month or so, that maybe you're working on a specific goal. I can remember in my pageant days, I would be like, okay, it's time to drop that. I mean, like, bottom out the bottom 5 to 8 pounds. I would want to just come way underneath there. And it was for a reason, because that was just enough to hit the tipping point for me, which I thought, man, I really looked good at that point. Then I would go back, ease up on it, and I would go amongst living my normal lifestyle that I created. So you may have little pockets within your life that you may change things up, but understand that you can't live that way your entire life. Eventually, your body is going to come to a screeching halt. It's going to start yelling at you. It's going to send up red flags. It's going to be shooting up those glow sticks going, hello, do you not pay attention to me? I shot you out the bright green ones. Now I'm shooting you out the orange ones. Where are you? Pay attention. There are so many options out there as to diet. And no, it's not just about losing weight. So don't click stop. Don't pause me because you think we're talking about losing weight. Diet is nutrition. That's what we're speaking of. It's nutrition. How are you fueling your body? And how to balance your body so it can perform to its optimum? That is what you're looking for. You don't put in diesel in a car that requires premium. It's not going to work. No matter how hard you try, you're going to ruin that car. Well, you're the car. You're putting in the wrong fuel. You're going to ruin your own tank. You got to take care of the one body that you've been given. Now, I'm sure you've heard of lots of different diets out there because there are so many different ways to eat. You've probably heard of paleo. That's a, really big buzzword. A ketogenic diet. Maybe even Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, Atkins diet, South Beach diet, low carb, high fat, maybe low carb, no fat. There are even supplements that are in network marketing companies like Advocare, Arbonne. You even have things that say, oh, wait, you can lose weight and be better looking, and they've got body wraps. Then you throw in their intermittent fasting or fasting, depending upon how you look at it. And then to top that all off, if that wasn't enough, you have your local stores like your GNCs, your Walmarts, your Targets, your Costcos, your Sam's Clubs, whatever you have, these big box stores that sell all these different whey proteins, all these different shakes that you can do. Oh, wait, and here's this supplement. You could drop 20 pounds in 2 weeks. Really? You got to read what's in there. And then on top of that, if that wasn't enough, I mean, I'm exhausted already. To confuse you more, then you got celebrity endorsements on there. And you've got celebrity endorsements not only to traditional weight loss companies that you see out there with commercials or on radio stations and all that, you hear them, see them, but you also have them in your network marketing companies. You've got celebrities that are saying, this is what I did, this is what I use. But do you know and understand where all of this is coming from? Do you know the science? Do you know what it's actually doing to your body? Because remember, when you take something in, you ingest it, or even you put it on top of your body, like if we're talking about a body wrap or skincare, you're absorbing that within your body. And that becomes what? A chemical reaction within your body. And it's saying, woohoo, I love this, or oh, I don't like this at all. Your body's telling you whether it's good or not. But sometimes we tend to shut our own mind down because it's too boggled. There's just so much information out there. I mean, literally, we could talk days and days and days upon each of these diets, and I could break them down for you. And you know what? I have actually been on a lot of these diets because I've used myself as a guinea pig, because my body is so unique. God and I, well, we have conversations about this almost on a weekly basis. Oh, we do. Because my body is just like, it's, okay, some people would call it a freak of nature. I like to think of it as just being very unique, but it is. It's so different. And I have to do things that not everybody else has to do. And quite frankly, that makes me mad. And here we're chatting about the perfect diet plan. Your mind can become so boggled because there's so much information out there. You don't know what to do. And on top of that, your hormones are having a party, a different party every single week. Why? Because you're a woman. And your body was created to do some miraculous things. Like, wow, create a child, a human being. That in itself is like awe-inspiring. When our bodies are able to create another human being and to take care of that, wow. It goes through so many different changes. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Can you relate to any of it? I know you're shaking your head. Oh, yes. So what is the perfect diet plan? How do I find it, Christiane? What do I do? Well, guess what? I'm going to give you some tips first. It's not time for the kiss yet. We got to give you some tips. The perfect diet plan must contain these five things. So listen here. Number one, eat food that doesn't hurt your body. Mm-hmm. You say, okay, that's easy enough. Okay. So when you have to reach into the cupboard to get out that over-the-counter drug to kind of take away that heartburn that you've been feeling or the acid reflux, what are you putting in your body? What are you fueling your body with? You need to reflect on that. Because if you're eating food that hurts your body, why are you eating that food? But we do it, don't we? Oh, but it tastes so good. Oh, I know. I know. I love food. You are talking to someone who loves food. I do. I could eat all day long. I guarantee you I would be sick if I literally ate all day long. But I love food. I love having conversation with food. I love conversing about food. Food is awesome. But food and I have a love-hate relationship. And some food that you put in your body just isn't right for your body. Again, it's the diesel and the premium effect. If you're having to reach for an over-the-counter drug to suppress a symptom that you're having from what you ate, why are you eating it? That's number one. Number two, you need to seek and tweak. I love that one. It's kind of a fun little rhyme. You need to seek and tweak. You're always changing. Those hormones in your body, they could be changing sometimes on a daily basis. And for some of us, on a weekly basis. You're always changing. So you need to seek and tweak what works for you, which leads me to number three, not one size fits all. You're going to get benefits from a lot of things out there on the market, whether it's a real apple or one that maybe contains an apple but comes in a shake formula. You will get benefits from anything and everything, but it may not work always for your body at the time that you want it to. Not one size fits all. And on top of that, what worked for you when you were 19, 20, 21, 22 isn't going to be the same after you've had one, two, three, four, five children. You're changing. Not one size fits all. Just because it works for your sister doesn't mean it works for you. Just because it works for your best friend doesn't mean it's going to work for you. That doesn't mean you cannot try it. That's not what I'm saying. But understand that there's ways to go about this. That's why these are the tips part. You got to understand this part before we get to the kisses part. So we have what? Reviewing. Number one, eat food that doesn't hurt your body. Number two, you need to seek and tweak. Number three, not one size fits all, leading to number four. Don't overfight or power through. You know, the whole idea of one step forward, two steps back. If you've been sick for 2 weeks, why would you think all of a sudden it's time to go strength train and start lifting at where you left off 2 weeks ago? You're weak. You're weaker than where you were 2 weeks ago. Don't overdo. But what we play these things in our mind, oh, if I don't go ahead and do what I left off with, then I'm a failure. I can push through. I'm a warrior. I'm an overcomer. I will get through it no matter what it takes. I will myself through it. Oh, willpower only lasts so long. And eventually your body sends up a red flag. And sometimes it's God saying, I told you so. Slow down. Smell the roses. If you haven't slept well because your child's been sick for the last 3 days, why are you beating yourself up? Because you can't go to the gym. Oh, well, then I'm going to go now work out for 3 hours because I missed 3 days in a row. What was I thinking? Your body isn't going to do a drastic change in 3 days. We think it does mentally, but it doesn't. And ultimately, we're just hurting ourselves. So don't overfight or power through. Beware of the willpower. And number 5, make time for you. We forget that we need to take time to see what works for us. We spend so much time focusing and nurturing our families, figuring out the best education for our children, researching the best car to buy. Do you just go and buy the very first house that you walk into? Most of the time not. You've done enough research maybe. You've done enough web searching. You just don't walk in and just like, no. Maybe you walk in and you know because you've already seen 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 houses on the internet. But most of us, we don't do that. You have got to make time for you. I breastfed my children. I knew what I wanted to do for the health and the well-being of my children, but I won't take time for me to do that for me. How does that make sense? So in order to have the perfect diet plan for you, you've got to include these 5 tips. This is like golden here. You got to have these. Once when you begin to understand that, then guess what? You can move to the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. And that is be your best honest detective. Be your best friend. Tune in to what your body is telling you. Pay attention. Be present. When I talk about be your best honest, that means to don't sugarcoat things. Oh, we're good at that, aren't we, ladies? We like to sugarcoat it. Oh, man. Everything in moderation, wink, wink, wink. What is really moderation? Your form of moderation is not my definition of moderation. I guarantee you that. Because the way my body likes sugar is probably not the same way your body likes sugar. Because my body doesn't like sugar. It would ultimately not to like to have sugar at all, even though the mind of this body here loves sugar. Be your best honest detective. Don't sugarcoat things. One way of doing that is all about finding your ACEs. Oh, I love this one. Okay, ACEs. This is it. Are you ready? A, appetite. This is an acronym, by the way, if you weren't sure. So A, for appetite. When you have the perfect diet plan for you, your appetite is going to be spot on. That means you feel satiated. You can go 3 to 4, maybe 5 hours, depending upon how many meals you're eating in a day. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you have to eat so many meals a day because that varies person to person to person. I know some of you are probably rolling your eyes at me, but I was told by my trainer I need to eat 5 to 6 meals a day. We need to talk. Well, I was told by my trainer if I only eat 2 meals a day, I read that I should only be eating 1 meal a day with all that I have going on. Okay, hold on here. A for appetite. Are you satiated? Do you feel good after you've eaten a meal, after you've sat down, you've enjoyed your meal? Do you feel good about it? Your tummy's not too full, but you're satisfied. Or if you're feeling like, oh man, I'm hungry after 30 minutes. What was I thinking? Or man, it feels like I haven't eaten at all today. I am famished. I just want to eat everything in sight. You got to have your appetite in check. Okay, that's A. C, cravings. Are you wanting something that you absolutely love? Maybe you're a salty lover and you just want that crunch of saltiness in your mouth and you're just craving it. You're just drooling, you're salivating, going, I can't wait to have that. Something's off. Whatever you're eating prior to that, it wasn't the perfect diet plan for you. Maybe you're craving sugary and starchy stuff. What were you eating? What have you been eating the last two, three meals, last two, 3 days? It's not working for you. It's not the perfect diet plan. So you've got appetite cravings, which leads us to energy for E. Are you feeling good, strong, awake? You have a great attention span. Or do you feel like it's after Thanksgiving meal and you're beginning to fall asleep very slowly? Okay, maybe not good energy there at all. Maybe you eat something and 15, 20, 30 minutes, all of a sudden you crash. Whoa, what just happened? All of these things, you're looking for your ACEs, appetite, cravings, energy, which leads us to the last S, sleep. Oh, I know, if only we could have more. I so look forward to weekends. Do you crave that the most, is like the excuse to sleep in? Well, you need to look at sleep as an essential to the perfect diet plan for you. Sleep. Are you having trouble sleeping? Are you having problems staying asleep? Or can you lay down and close your eyes? Maybe you have a certain regimen that you go through, like after you brush your teeth, maybe you read a little bit, maybe you journal, you put on some nice music, you don't have any of the blue lights around you, lights are off, it's quiet, and you fall asleep within 7 to 10 to 12 minutes. The perfect diet plan. You have to be your best, honest detective. You need all your ACEs to find the perfect diet plan for you. Once when you have all those ACEs, guess what? You're golden. You got it. Woohoo! There's a party. But guess what? Remember those tips I told you about? About the seek and tweak? Oh, yeah. I hate to tell you, but this may only last for 4 to 6, 8 months. You may have to tweak even that plan, depending upon what's going on with your body, how your hormones are changing. Now you're going, wow, you just told me the tips. You gave me my kiss, and now you're saying I got to change it again? You're just thinking, oh, slow down here, woman. I know, there's so much to consider. And you're right. There's so much to finding the perfect diet plan, finding what works for you. It takes time. It takes effort. And guess what? You're worth it. So are you willing to make that effort for you? Well, I want to throw something out there to you. And I got to tell you, I've never done this before. And I got to tell you this too. I don't ever, ever, hardly ever use the word never. And no, we're not going to edit that out either. Because never is not a word I use, but I can actually say I've never offered this before. So I want you to listen to me very carefully. The perfect diet plan can be so much of a struggle and a heartache for people. You may have tried 10 of those previous diet plans that I mentioned earlier on in this episode. And maybe you're thinking, I'm trying one now, Christiane, and it's just not working for me. I don't know what to do. Guess what? You have me. Yes, it's time for your ACEs strategy session, and it costs you nothing but time. Now, you need to understand there are limited spots available. You need to be very bold and very brave, which I know you are. But if you're sitting there going, Christiane, I'm stuck. I've tried this. I've tried that. My body goes up and down. Wouldn't you love to be able to walk away with a minimum of 3 things that you can do today and begin to find in finding your ACEs, the perfect diet plan for you? I mean, come on. I know when I found it for me, it was joyous. It was like, oh, beyond mind-blowing, indescribable. I was jumping up on the outside as much as I was on the inside. I was bubbling over. I had actually accomplished something that I never thought I would ever get to. But I nailed it. And I was so excited. Yes, I had to, you know, seek and tweak every once in a while, change things up just a little bit. But I've learned and I understand. So I understand right now where you're sitting because I've been there. I've been the woman who, you know, is up late at night because she's not getting enough sleep, because she's taking care of the children and taking care of the hubby. You go to bed in the morning and still get up in the morning. That is not a lifestyle. You can have an ACEs strategy session with me, but it's going to take you to take the first step. You have to be bold. So I'm sending this out to you right now saying, you matter. You are what is important today. So if you're sitting here on the fence going, oh, Christiane, I pressed play because I wanted the perfect diet plan. But you see, the perfect diet plan is the one for you. What I talked about on this episode is for all of us as the women of impact. But if you want the perfect diet plan for you, if you want to start out on that journey, then you and I need to chat. It's time for the ACEs strategy session. Go into the show notes. It's real simple. Just click on ACEs strategy session. It'll take you right there. Take those steps. Be bold. Be brave. This is a life-changing opportunity for you. And I can't promise when it will come around again. So if you're one who's just like, I just don't know. I've been there, Christiane. I so get it. I've cried. I've kept myself up late at night. I've bought those crazy things on the infomercials. I open up my cabinets and I've got like 3 cabinets worth of supplements. I don't know what to do. I don't have any energy. I'm tired all the time. I'm grumpy, for goodness sakes. I don't feel like I can eat anything. I deprive myself of everything, yet I'm not going anywhere. I can't fit in my clothes. I have no outfits to wear. What do I do? Maybe you're the woman who is sitting there going, gosh darn it, I am at the weight that I want, but you know what? I don't have the energy. And I really want to gain a little bit more muscle because I lost my weight and it's all fine and dandy. I fit into the size and my clothes look great on me, but I want more leaner muscle. I need to build something. I feel like I'm getting weaker. I can't carry as many grocery bags as what I used to. I know I'm getting older. Or maybe you're the woman who just says, Christiane, I just don't know. Where do I start? I'm feeling hopeless. I've tried it all. My marriage is falling apart. I don't even know about a lifestyle anymore. I don't feel like I'm being the best mom that I can be. And I look in the mirror and I don't even know who she is in that mirror. The ACEs strategy session is for each of you. And I'm here for you. But you, my friend, you, my sister, you have to take the first step. Power Pack Wednesday, man, this is a Power Pack Wednesday, all right. Are you ready for a change? Are you ready to impact today? I know you are. So guess what? Come on in. I'm waiting for you. ACEs strategy session just for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.